It's the start of the workday at Salladsgrīve, a seaside town of around 3,000 people in the north of the country. This is the last but one stop for the articulated lorries on the road before reaching the border with Estonia. Fifty-five-year-old Ilona Trēziņa runs a canteen at Salladsgrīve, and workers from the local fish plant are her main customers.
The fish plant is called the Free Wave, and it's our main feeder. We're like a satellite of the factory. If it's doing badly, then we're doing badly. It's our main employer.
Trēziņa says that local businesses are struggling to make ends meet because of the job situation. That's why plans to build a pan-Baltic high-speed railway through Salladsgrīve would be a game-changer, she says.
Even though there are no jobs here, people could return to the town by train at weekends. It would enable some pubs and cafes to spring up, so people who come back home from Riga could go out in the evening. That's my vision of the railway. It would also be easier for me to go by train than by car to Riga.
Rail Baltica, connecting Europe.
If everything goes according to plan, then Trēziņa's vision will begin to materialize in 2020. That's when Latvia, Estonia and Lithuania will begin laying tracks for Rail Baltica, the high-speed train that will connect the Baltic states with Poland and possibly to Helsinki. The railway will mean a new Nordic southern carrier for cargo, attract more tourists and new jobs. Plus, workers living in such towns as Salladsgrīve will enjoy improved mobility, according to Jānis Hermanis. He's from the Employers' Confederation of Latvia, an organization that brings together various businesses in the country.
Kā mēs redzam šobrīd Latvijas reģionu, ir protams, arī svarīgi, lai būtu šī te dinamiskā kustība.
It's important that there's dynamic movement throughout Latvia. The capital Riga produces half the country's GDP and creates 50% of the country's employment. And that's because there's better infrastructure and great opportunities to make profit there.
The rail link will begin in the Estonian capital Tallinn, head south to Riga, then pass through the Lithuanian cities of Šiauliai and Kaunas and terminate in Warsaw. Rail Baltica will require use of European standard tracks, which are narrower than the Russian standard still used by the three countries, so the railway will have to be built from scratch. Tāles Linkaits is a transportation expert.
Mums ir pietiekama līdzena virsma, līdz ar to nav jārok tuneļi un jārokās cauri kalniem un tam līdzīgi.
The land here in Latvia is fairly even, so we don't have to dig tunnels through mountains and so on. Of course, one of the big challenges will be standardizing things. For instance, the signal system, which the three countries will have to agree on.
But it's not technology that's the main stumbling block to the railway. It's some of the locals who object to the project, mainly because their property is affected by the planned route. Ivar Zorgenfrejs, a 78-year-old Latvian pensioner, is one of them.
Jūs iedomājaties, ja viņš ies pāri kādai saimniecībai, kurā 40 hektāru zemes ir.
Just imagine if the railway crosses a farmland of 40 hectares. The tracks cut the land in half, and 20 hectares on the other side would not be cultivated anymore. Then there are houses which have been occupied for generations and will have to be torn down. Many elderly people live in the countryside. They'll be reimbursed. But the question is, where will they go?
He also thinks that the railway will be an economic burden on Latvia and there's no need for it. A similar sentiment was even shared by the Latvian Transport Minister, Uldis Augulis. But Baiva Rubis disagrees. She's the CEO of RB Rail, the company building the railway, and says it's a viable project.
I think that short-term political interests should be avoided as much as possible, and this project should be as increasingly depoliticized as possible. Those infrastructure, transnational infrastructure projects in Europe that have been genuinely depoliticized have been the most successful.
The prime ministers of the three Baltic countries recently expressed their strong support for the project. Rubes admits, though, that the railway will have to stand the test of time. She points out that it will take about 15 years for the railway to become fully operational and governments will change during that time. But if all goes to plan, future travel through the Baltics will be fast-tracked. Jādars Ģēlzes, DW, Riga.